getting all less busy than much here.
And the church is charging us for a nurturing class?
Good morning, everyone. Tuesday, July 21st, 2026, 8 a.m., Barnes County Commission meeting. Roll call, please.
Mike.
Here.
Vicki.
Here.
Bill.
Yes.
Keith.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, with liberty and justice for all.
Debbie, you're on.
Any agenda corrections or additions that anybody's aware of? Public comment?
No.
Okay. Approval of the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Planning and zoning. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in on your day off.
I do. I'm on. I just don't mark how much hours I need for vacation until later. Okay. It's dark in here.
Mm-hmm.
You need like one more light right here. Okay. First one is subdivision creation and rezone for Justin Thornton, and the subdivision will be named Thornton Acres. I forgot it in my office. I need you to sign. It's where Scott, you want me to grab it so you can see it? I have the big plaque. I left it in my office.
The
proxy, okay, no. I'll go grab it. Sorry. 59 is right here.
We'll wait.
An acre or something?
It's okay, it gives us a chance to go over the building permits.
Okay, here you go. So it's going to be two lots. So this is where Scott Stanford's place is, and then this is where Justin's place is going to be. So the reason we made them do the subdivision was because there's already two houses over in that contiguous. In our ordinance, it's no more than two houses in a contiguous 40 acres. So there's already a house here. There's already a house here, and they're all touching. You know, their land is touching. So we made them do a subdivision so we can have a house here.
So how many acres are you talking between the three of them?
There'll be three houses total.
Yeah, but how many acres?
Between these two lots, there's...
Isn't it 30 or something?
It's like 16, 17 acres between the two lots here. I'm not sure how many acres this house is, but...
You can't have it anyway, right?
He didn't have to do two-lot subdivision. He could have just done one-lot subdivision, but for the engineer already had it all platted out, so they were able to change it. So just give me two lots here. And the board approved it.
Is there any downside to that?
No. We made someone just down the road do it.
Because we have a subdivision right now where, on the end of it.
Yep, Bruns.
Yeah, and then
that Matt Olson. That's why he had to do it, because he was going to put a house in.
So we can have four subdivisions in the area that hurt?
No.
Be like the lake or something.
Yeah.
So are you making the lot smaller, isn't it?
We're fine. We're good where we're at.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Bill?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
The next one is for Terry Metzger for a setback variance for a storage shed of 42 feet from the center of the subdivision road. This is out at Jewett's Beach across the road from his place. And this is on Jewett's Beach second subdivision. I believe he said that it wasn't going to be any closer than his garage, and there's already buildings out there that are dang near right on the road. So, and the board approved it.
Nobody else in here has problems with it?
Nobody called, nope.
No comments, background?
Nope.
Were you okay with it?
Huh?
Were you okay with it?
Like Jessica said, there's a lot of stuff that's closer.
Closer than what he's going, so.
Move to approve.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second, is there any further discussion?
They don't want a snowplow too there, do they?
They already have, which is this is little compared to some of the buildings that are out there. Yep.
And Mike?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
Okay. The next one is a tree setback variance for James Neske out at Ashtabula Lookout Sub. That's also connected to Martin's Landing out there. They want to do trees 40 feet from the center of the road on lot 9, and then one tree at 39 feet from the center of the road on lot A. So there's a drawing there showing you where it's at, and then I have the map. They were gonna do something on lot 6, but then they found out there was rural water going through there already, so they needed to go back further than the 50 feet requirement.
It's on the snap, where are the trees?
The little squiggles.
So this is the lot A right here. I didn't mark it because it's like one right here, and then it's gonna be right here on lot, just like on this here, lot 9. I just turned. Put them together. Yeah, he has lot 6 right here.
Lot
6 right here is where he was going to do some, but then they found a water line, so then it's got to be back. It'll be back.
And this is the top of the hill? Okay.
Yep, that's the top of the hill. There's a house getting built right here.
Yes. The zoning is fine with this?
Yes, and the board approved it. Sorry. Yep.
Kind of been lying over here.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Is this going to bother with the road that goes in there?
No.
The trees down
there. It's a hill that's there already, too.
Hill there, and the trees are right on the road. Everything else is... If you come down that hill, they're right on
there.
Okay.
Vicki?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Sean?
Yep.
Okay, the last one is a utility setback variance for Otter Tail Power Company. Cardell is here if you have any questions. This is, so on the map that he provided us at the meeting, this on the back of your stuff. So if you look at this map, this red line is the former, current line, but it got taken down during the storm last year. So it's providing... I can have him explain it. But where all these numbers are is where they want to do the new proposed line. So they can get, that's the line that serves Rogers.
Yeah. So I got a call from somebody to do about
Marlene.
The landowner was concerned about losing land.
He's been talking to her.
Yeah, they've been talking to her.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Phyllis sent him a scoop.
Oh.
All right.
So, first off, thanks for having me here this morning. My name is Cardell Blumer, Otter Tail Power. I'm a senior land rights specialist, and I've got Dave Ware, operations manager here. So, the maps you have here, the red line is our existing 416 KV line that runs south, that runs over to Sanborn, up to Cooperstown, and serves a lot of the communities along the way. That line was taken down June 20th storm last year. And since that line has been down, there's a great big slough down in the middle here that we can't basically get into. We can't even fix it on that equipment. So we're trying to reroute the line all over around along the county road and get back in. It's about a 3-mile reroute just to get around that large slough and get it out of there. what we're here there for is a variance for a setback. Landowners are concerned about, you know, the 75-foot setback being in their field and having the farm around. We're asking for a 40-foot setback. What can you get? What can you live with? And they said 40-foot is the most you can do with all of the field farm, you know, for farming.
Yeah.
So just a short reroute to try to get around, you know, the great big slough that's down here that we're continually having problems with. And I know Marlene, she'd like to see the line buried, and typically we don't bury a 41680 transmission line because of just the weather we have, you know, in this environment, and the cost is tremendous, and it's just the reliability is not near as good of what is an overhead transmission line would do. So
they want to go from 75 to 40?
Correct.
Normally the setback is 75.
Right.
But they're asking to be closer at the 40 feet. Jamie's fine with it. She's signed up on that.
Because
it's on the county road, yep. That's the county, you know which road it is, right?
I don't know, but I wish that would have happened at my house.
Right.
I mean, because we all have to farm around ours, so.
Yeah. But it's the county road that goes north of Sampling, straight up.
Did that morning, did she get it? She realize an explanation.
Yeah, and my dad has talked to her too.
Yeah, your dad farms the land.
Yeah, my dad farms the land.
And he's okay with it.
My dad's fine.
Doesn't matter.
We need power, so he's fine with it. You know, I don't.
That's what I told him.
I don't know which farmer he talked to, but, you know, we're not going to say, but I mean, just to see, you know, I don't know what all there is out there for sure, but.
Well, if she says no, you can't build on her land then.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can't get easement, we're kind of dead in the water and it speaks, I guess. So right now we're just trying to get the variance and continue working with Marlene there. So, yeah.
And she don't, she's.
So we can grant the easement and it's up to her to make the deal.
Yeah, you guys are approving the variance.
Approving the variance.
Anything
doing.
On her land, she deals with them.
She's got control.
Yep.
Yeah, we're just approving the variance to go to 40.
Yep, to go to the 40.
Do a lot of people, are we going to 40 now?
We haven't had a lot come in yet. I mean, this is because of a storm. That's why they're moving the line, you know. And then where he's going with that line, it is water. I mean, you know where it's at over there.
It's
really wet right there.
It's trying to play dry land over there.
Yeah. Right where that area is.
Okay, Jamie's okay with it, so I'll make the motion.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
On a 40-foot, can you actually work off the road on that line in or no?
It'll be close. We have big enough trucks to be good.
Who's north is this?
It's south of
it. So we won't have to come back to the east side.
And then there's an abandoned farm yard that has no buildings in it right now. Yeah, farms are in this area.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Oh, you're good to go.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for coming, guys.
I'm not going to call you Cardo.
I like that better.
And then I gave you a list of building permits. So.
Yep, thank you.
Any questions? When you're done with the meeting, you can come help roof with my house.
Yeah, over there. Right? Yeah. It's too cool out today, yeah.
No, he's, oh my gosh, I hope he's working really
Saturday
hard.
Saturday morning, be fine.
No, I'm hoping we're done this.
Looks like we got a lot of building going on.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Tell me I'm going to cost twice as much.
What?
Tell me I'm
right here. The shop. Started building.
Yeah. Randy, you got everything you need to know about the
base? Did Pat send you anything? I got it here.
I don't think so.
Pat wants to put it on the agenda. But he's on vacation, so.
If he sent it to me, I don't recall.
Do you want copies, Randy?
What's that?
Do you want copies?
Yes.
Sure.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about, yes.
Oh,
well,
small base station for the office. We kind of talked about it earlier.
Here's the two I'm going to recommend.
She's got them, but what brought it to a head is we wear our portables in the office, and that's our communication on the base station like we had up there.
What happened to the one that was up there?
It's huge, and it's outdated.
It's all through the system, wasn't it?
No.
Which is another side room.
And that's why these, and so I started looking at it. Matter of fact, I think that was that $8,000 radio I talked to you about a long time ago. I said we were looking at it, not to the side. But anyway, we got a call. John was in his office, heard the call on the portable, goes to go out the door, and a call come, they changed the call to a gun call. Well, John didn't hear that because he was in a different part of the office where we don't get reception. Matter of fact, sent to my office. My portable will go in and out too as to whether it is reception or not. So, anyway, that's why Pat put it on the agenda and we kind of moved it to the front burners for officer safety. I went to just, the first bid was on a dual band radio, which was $8,000. Thank you. $8,544. I went to a single band and I had a couple different companies, Stones out of Grand Forks and Mid-States out of Fargo, bid on it. Or not bid on it, but gave me a quote on it. And they got it down for a single band at $5,842.20. When we put the office together, we used the wire that was over in dispatch. We ran it over to our office, so we have a hook up to the ceiling, up to the roof, out of the dispatch. I have Mid-States come check that out. All that is working, but we would need an antenna, of course, because it's a different band of radio. And the bid on that is $1,239.41. I don't have an estimate on three speakers for the deputy's room, the sergeant's room, and Callie and Emma's room. Pat and my office is close to where the base station is, so we'd be able to hear it out of there.
So you're still saying $8,000?
With the antenna. Yeah. And if you guys just want to think about it, look at it, that's fine too. You want some more information, I can get you some more information. I didn't know what Pat sent you or not.
So, with this, is there going to be a service contract too?
No.
Just, it is once and that's it?
Yep. Is he going to qualify for any funding from the state?
Well, that's what gets it down to that price, according to Mid-States.
What does...
Motorola. It's not the state, it's more Motorola giving us a deal because of that big contract we have with us. That's what they say.
So this has nothing to do with Jason, then? He doesn't have to do anything?
Correct. This has a lot of... The new radios, I don't even understand. They have a lot of software, if you look, go through the line item here. You know, but all that is one-time fee. Software license, Astro 25 OnStar with multi-key. You know, because it keeps changing the codes on there, so we got to be scrambled. And all of our traffic, when the PD comes online, you won't be able to hear us on scanner, supposedly. That's why there's so much, there's a lot of software in there that keeps changing the frequencies.
But you can hear it in your office and it comes across without being scrambled, right?
Yes, with these radios we can, yeah.
But so if anybody is in your office, they'll hear it? For sure. Sure. Okay.
Yep.
We should be pretty much radioed out after this, then, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Yep, we got the other ones, and like I say, Motorola on the portables, they stood behind it and fixed that. And then we had the one mobile that was outdated that we updated for like $1,200, if I remember right off the top of my head.
You never end the bill.
No, we don't.
Oh, I know.
10 years, we'll have a new system. Yeah, so 20 years, yeah.
Not everything with you guys.
No, and I'm not saying it to...
No, it's your fault. It's just your fault with something.
Yes. It gets to be ridiculous after a while.
Well, yes, I know there was a problem with the old system, but we're still working on it.
Yeah. The only thing I like about this is, and in Grand Forks, they actually went in there early because you can get an app on your cell phone now with our old radio system. You can list our traffic. Mm-hmm. And they're having trouble with that up in Grand Forks. So they went to this Grand Forks system.
Guess what? In 5 years, somebody will have an app so that they can listen to the...
Probably 5 years is even stretching it, yeah.
So what was the total price of this?
I'm figuring it out here.
Just see two added together.
$5,841.61.
Plus the $12.39.
Plus he said he needs a couple speakers.
He needs some speakers, yeah.
Yep, that I don't have. I talked to him about it. They didn't get it to me yet.
Well, this one and this one is $7,000.
Right.
Them are the two.
Yeah.
And then it would just be three speakers and the wiring for that. They said they could hook it into this radio. It all work.
So what are they talking for that? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. I talked to them, and it was supposed to be part of this antenna thing that I got. But it wasn't included on there, so I don't know. I didn't have time to call.
How soon do you need it? Sooner the better.
Sooner the better. Like I say, you know, they're missing some parts of the calls and stuff now. So.
How soon do they do it?
They do it, yeah.
How soon can they do it?
Well, it's just a matter of getting the radio in, so I can imagine the motion off, yeah. Because, like I say, the antenna they'd have to get in too, but we got the wire up there, we got all the stands up there from the dispatch, and we ran that into our office when we did the construction, so that's all there. It's just a matter of hooking into it, getting the right antenna.
So it's just the antenna they really got to get.
Right.
Everything else is wrong.
Everything else is there. We use an existing.
So is this something we need or something we want?
Reboot your computer.
Well,
it's doing it. Okay.
It's a need because we need to hear.
I can't do anything but yay.
Just reach the base.
Well, we ain't got much of a choice.
Shut up and back on the list.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Do
you have a dollar limit on it or just whatever it takes?
Well, I'll come back with a speaker before I do anything.
Well, we know what this is going to cost.
Yeah,
this
is, but
I'll prove this.
The totals that we have, right?
Huh?
The totals that we have.
The totals that we have, yeah.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Ricky?
Yes.
Keith?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Thank you.
Of the new car coming in.
Good. Oh, we got it.
Oh, we got it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's quicker than
that. Yeah, they're, like I say, they added on over there and they.
It's in service then?
Yeah, well, we didn't, yeah. I mean, there was a problem with the light bar and they're sending us the part. We're going to put it on and then it'll be in service. So one of the lenses was cracked and they didn't catch it.
Do we have two old ones sitting in or just one?
Two.
Because we have two with no mileage on, so those two are out of commission.
I don't have that. I think those two aren't even on there.
The 20 Durango and the.
Yeah, that one's gonna. That's okay, the one. The new one's replaced.
The new Tahoe is. The other one is new Tahoe with no miles. So right. Okay.
Yep. I see that it cost us $900 to take this stuff out of the Durango. So that costs us just to get the stuff out.
Yeah.
And then you have to put it into something else or just set it aside for the next time. Is that what you do with it?
Okay, what's...
If it doesn't fit the new vehicle, do you just keep it and put it in storage in case you get another Durango?
Yeah.
So we'll have that one for sale soon.
Well, I talked to you last time. I'd like to take them over to Oregon.
Yeah.
If I'd have known, I'd have them two that we have sitting up there would have went over right now. So.
And they have another September one.
Yeah,
so.
You'll have one this fall.
I'll talk to Jamie and see when it's all. I don't know.
Well, or the river steppers. I don't utilize any of them because the steppers is 2 a month, so.
How much?
They have two a month.
Oh, really?
Ores are 3 times or 4 times a year, and then they have their state fleet twice a year, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's who's staffing the state fleet?
No, Ores has like 3 main sales and then 2 state fleet sales a year. Ores, or Staffus has 2 online sales every month.
I think I'm just, Jamie did it, so I'll get a hold of Jamie and see if she talked to him, and I'll just call him and start working on it. Yeah. I'm not familiar with it, so.
We have another one in September, I believe it is.
Okay.
The fall sales.
Yeah.
September, early October.
See when we have to get them over there.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
My update supposedly is done. Am I supposed to turn it off and
restart?
Restart.
Normally.
Mine's restarting
on its own.
Yeah.
Really?
All right, auditor's office. Everybody's got a copy of the minutes.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hold same sign. Julie, did you have anything else?
Did you get the email I sent you from the Bank of North Dakota?
Was it just to Bill?
Yeah, because we were talking about it.
That was...
something about the fall program.
Yeah.
Did you want to wait that
long
or did you want something sooner?
Well, we need to stay on top of that one, but I would say that we need to keep moving forward with whatever options are out there.
Say anything else or nothing.
I'll call her this afternoon. I can.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll do that.
The sooner or later, we have set that one. Yeah. We have enough in general to pay for it for now.
Yeah.
But we're going to run top short, so.
That's all I have.
Okay. Shane, you got anybody else coming?
Yep.
Gentlemen.
How's it going?
Keep walking.
Ethan, come on
all the way up.
You guys want to sit there?
Where?
There's one more chair over there.
I'm there with Roris, they're the general, just going to give us a little update kind of where we're at with the project. If you guys have any questions or anything like that. Or...
He doesn't feel very safe under his own work. He's wearing his hard hat.
They're very strict
mandatory safety.
He said they have very strict safety rules.
He's sitting under the pipes.
Are we safe if you want to wear a hard hat?
And you don't have to take it off.
So where are we at on the project?
All right. Just want an update where we're at.
Yeah,
we're to take over. So I sent you an email last week just with the update where we are, but I can give a general update. So,
oh, I'm sorry. What was your name again?
My name's Finn. Finn, I'm the project manager for this project.
Okay. Sorry.
So we kind of broke up the building in 2 phases, just with these buildings here. That would be phase 1. That would be most of your heating and cooling. As far as roughing in those go, we should be done on the 3rd floor with rough-ins, and that'll be pretty much phase 1 is done. And we're hoping that's done this week, correct? So once we get past that, our next stop would be starting back up in the basement for some of this fin-tube heating piping and getting everything in the basement wrapped up. And then, so that would be our phase 2 is all the fin-tube. So we'll come up again for our basement, 1st, 2nd, 3rd again. Just kind of have a time to go. We want to have people in their offices as much as possible too. So that's where we'll be starting next is I'm going to get a for sure answer on these fin tube drawings today, hopefully. We got revised drawings last week, so we should be able to move forward pretty quickly. And
with that, too, we are looking at possibly a different source of radiant heat panels. That's one thing I'm waiting on. So like in here, so the fin tube, it's almost like a large version of a baseboard heat that just covers the perimeter, the outside wall, to basically knock down what they're saying, the outside wall is what gets colder than normal. So that's taking the heat away or the cold away from that.
Right.
But in here, I know specifically, we have heat panels going up here, so you guys don't have any, there's no fin tube here at all. And that's an option I want to look at, you know, with them. And they did get back to me a little bit, but we have a meeting today at 9:30.
Okay. So is this something that's going to cost us more?
That's one thing I want to discuss with them on what, how, there's still some questions on certain things that I want to get worked out with.
You think about cold spots without it?
That's what I want to really narrow down, because, I mean, one of my concerns is you've taken away wall space, you know. So they're saying it's not, but I mean, if we can do the same with a panel by each window and the cost isn't a difference, to me that makes the most sense. But these are things I want to try to figure out.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, most of that fin tube is just your curtain wall heat, since this building doesn't have any insulation on the exterior. That's where they're basically cutting off that cold from coming in. That fin tube is what it's for. It's kind of been slow going just with the fiber line that we've been dealing with. We had it all tore up for the excavation. We had a couple questions for the engineer that we got to get answered today and hopefully get a response this week. And then we can really get going on the enclosure, get the generator, transformer, and the chiller set for the system. And hopefully done before it's cold.
Has their communication been better?
Slightly. I don't want to get too far in the weeds with that, but yeah, we have had longer response time on RFIs throughout this project, but it's starting to get better.
How did we ever make out with the internet outside there? I know the meeting I was at in the basement, we were discussing that.
The fiber line. So we kind of changed the structure of the enclosure. So originally it was a 6-foot frost footing. So within that range, we had a potential to hit that fiber line. Martin met with Sandman and the structural engineer, and they changed it to basically a slab on grade with a thickened edge. So it's only about 2 feet down.
Okay.
And then we will have to cross it eventually, or potentially with this chiller line that we have to take from that enclosure, run it up into the building.
Okay.
But it's one spot versus three, so we can do a little bit more hand excavation to find it. Take that line out. So that's kind of where it sits right now. But with that change, the parking lot has some elevation changes that was within, 19 inches, I believe, that it drops. So we just need to figure out how they want to move forward with it. Because we have to set our 100, which would be the top of our slab. And then we have a 19-inch drop in the asphalt in one of the corners, so we just have to figure out what we want to do there. So we're going to review that today with them.
Yeah. Are they going to be on site?
Matt should be, yes.
Good. That's helpful.
Yeah. He usually is here at my weekly owner meeting that we have with Shane on Tuesdays. So we usually grill him a bunch of questions when he's here. So
good.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he gets paid big bucks for.
Phase one has been kind of slow going just with the changes to it. Like in here, this is a structural beam that we've kind of had to jog a lot of duct and pipe around, which ultimately turns into an RFI, and then we have to wait for a response, and then we can do the work. Because if we do it and then we don't get a response and they don't like it, then we're doing it twice. So I'm hoping with this fin tube clarification and whether we go with radiant panels or whatnot, phase two will go a little smoother. Have as many questions. triangles out now.
Has this affected your timeline for having heat in here by October?
We're still shooting for the heat coming out of these chilled beams by September, early September, if not before. The only thing that remains with these are the six-way valves. They're a specialty valve that basically runs six lines through the chilled beams, so it gives you heating and cooling. And we'll get the heating portion up, I would say, by the end of October, like we're planning, and that'll give you the main source of heat for each room. But like I told Shane, if it comes down to needing more supplemental heat, we can have that discussion too. Figure out what we need. But as far as wind tube, according to Martin, it's 30% of your heat versus these are pushing roughly 70%. So that the fin tube is basically just to keep the cold out and basically make a barrier on your exterior walls. So we are shooting to have your heat from the chill beams in for September.
Good.
We have budget.
Like something's gotten a lot better than when we started. Hopefully cut some stuff too that we don't need, but these are part of that RFI that we're waiting on information to.
Do you do like a schedule of values to see where we're at with all this and what's retained or
every month we submit a payout that shows our schedule of values with the retainers we guys have.
I was going to say, I'm just curious that
Jack, you want me to add you guys to all the payouts?
I'd like to see that.
With that meeting we had in the basement, you've been a little happier with communication.
Yeah, it's gotten a little better. It can still improve.
But let me know.
I know.
I think with Brian stepping in, it has been a little better. Brian Martin is the owner. So we have a good working relationship with Brian all the time. It's never been like this, so with him stepping in, it's helped.
It was pretty bad.
Right.
Very bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to be an asshole that day because you were down there when I was downstairs, but I wasn't putting up with that crap anymore, so things needed to change.
Like I said, I don't want to get too in the weeds with that.
Yeah.
We do have a good working relationship.
Good. Anything else anybody's got any questions on? Very good.
I'd love to turn the noise off.
it doesn't bother us a bit.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would have drove me nuts last night at the budget meeting.
Jeremy?
Which one you
application.
Oh, okay.
So what's your problem with the job application?
Nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
I mean, it looks like a perfect fit, but...
Well, he's overqualified. Well, right. Way overqualified, but
I'm surprised he wants to be a jailer and not in the sheriff's department.
Yeah, he doesn't really want to be on the road, and he wants to be in the facility.
Okay.
Feels like he can do the most good, like working one-on-one with inmates and stuff like that.
So has he moved here? Or no. This is all phone interview?
Phone interview.
Okay.
Where do you know?
New York.
Okay.
Did you check his references?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're really happy with him and everything?
Yeah.
No red flags or anything?
No. I mean, once we got past that, he actually also lived in North Dakota. He's got friends out here. He's visited. He's actually been through Valley. Valley's the town that...
Oh, really? Been here?
Yep. He's got a friend that works out by Medora, so he's driven through Valley City, and he wants to be far enough away from Fargo or close enough.
He wants something a little more quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he a family man?
I know he's married. I don't know if he has any kids.
And the good part, you don't get any mosquito bites in the wintertime. So that's a plus.
So how did you find out about this? Did you see online or what?
Yeah.
So this was on Indeed?
This is what we need to do. We push it out there to the bigger community.
So this was like on Indeed.com? Is that how it got here?
No. And he just did research online. He went to basically every North Dakota correctional facility that was hiring and did his own research.
Why doesn't he want to be a lawyer? Did he say?
Right. We didn't ask.
No.
I don't know if it's his plan, maybe down the road.
Yeah.
Not too sure. I mean, he wouldn't be able to practice law.
Oh, he's got that degree.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he's got a law degree. I mean... And he's okay. He's okay with our pay scale?
That's why I'm here.
Okay, so there is a reasoning.
Yeah. He has requested to start out at either between 25 and 26.
And we normally do what?
We're at 22.39.
And what's your next, what's your sergeant's making?
They're all, I believe, 25, 50 and above.
So he'll jump to sergeant right away?
Yeah, I don't have a sergeant position available.
And what did you say you wanted for salary?
Between 25 and 26.
So he wants to jump all the new stuff and he wants to be where a sergeant position is without having a sergeant position.
Do we have an opening?
What? Sergeant? No.
No, I mean period.
Oh yeah. I've got 3, I think. Because Brody is full-time right now, but just for the summer. I think he goes back part-time mid-August. So technically his spot is still open.
And you had somebody else quit?
Joy Lissa left last month.
So what are you going to do about the salary?
Show him his resume. He speaks 4 different languages.
You met him at all?
Not in person. We just did the video interview.
Being older guy.
that I talked to Randy about it. I thought it was a scam right away. But yeah, I mean, no.
So it turns out it fits in with, like Pete said, with the other ways you got up there.
I believe that's what they all make, is 25, 50 and above.
So he'd still be less than them, but not by much.
Less, but not by much. But he has...
I don't know if the guy will stay very long, but I'm okay with hiring him, I guess.
I mean, maybe he moves up in the county to be...
Maybe he'll be a lawyer.
Challenges the bar and is able to practice in North Dakota.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, that me too. That's what I was hoping for too. Thank you guys.
He just didn't say it out loud.
Yeah. Well, before a guy just hires him though, don't you think you almost have to interview him?
In person?
In person? I mean, that would be my claim to fame.
I mean, when we talk to him, his plan is if we offer him the job, he's going to start packing up his stuff and moving.
So you did do a Zoom on him, so you got to see his personality somewhat.
Yes.
And you think he'll be able to fit in?
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody besides you go in on the interview?
Melissa was there, too.
Where did she go?
Same as me.
I mean, unless we it's like the thing that's too good to be true.
I just think we need to
maybe do
an in-person thing.
Maybe just wants to get to New York.
You know what? We could always fire him against them.
Well, he'd be on probationary.
What is your probationary?
6 months.
6. And then I can take
performance.
So would he have to do much training here?
I mean, he'd still have to go to CO basic.
Even though he's already a police officer?
He's not a CO.
Yeah, he's not a CO.
He's a police
officer. Oh, I see.
Well, they have one starting in August, but then their next one is in October.
Could you present it to him that he would be paid X amount of dollars until he gets through CO Basics, and then we will hire him at 25?
I can see if he'd be okay with that.
Because he still
has... Well, if that's only a three-week period, what's... Yeah.
It's only 3 weeks? Oh, I thought it was, what, 6? Yeah.
No, this is not 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
I don't care then.
Law Enforcement Academy is 12.
Okay.
Ours is only 3.
I just think personally I need to meet him.
Yeah, so you probably don't want to drive, fly all the way out here for a job interview too. So I don't know.
Because usually when you do that, it's on our dollar, not his, if you want him to fly out for an interview.
Well, normally, if you're looking for a job, you go to...
You go to where the job is.
Yeah. That's my opinion, but whatever you guys think.
What do you think?
Well, as far as the interviews, I've lost 2 deputies over Zoom. And that's in our
the internet, and that's it.
Okay.
So that's the new way of doing things.
Yeah. I agree with the bill, but I also understand it's a new way of doing things. So yeah.
We've done a lot of interviews over Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had people apply from Fargo asking if we can do a Zoom interview. Mm-hmm. Like, it's Fargo.
And then we're 1,000 miles from Fargo, here in Fargo. For us to drive to Fargo is nothing, but coming this way, it seems like it's an impossibility. Yeah.
And then they didn't even show up for the Zoom interview, so.
Well, your guy's got to work for him. You got to work with him. You got to hire him, I guess, whatever you decide.
I'm okay with the amount of 25.
Is that your motion?
Do we need a motion to hire CEO?
Yeah, because
I think the rate, because of the different rate, just because of the different rate, not the start.
Go on, make a motion to give him a shot. I guess turns out bad. It turns out bad, but I mean, instead of hire him and give him an interview or get to know him when you hire him.
Motion, is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion and second. Now, any further discussion?
Because when he actually gets here, if any of this is wrong, it's wrong.
Yeah. He still has to go through the UA, too. He'll come out a couple weeks before he starts, and he'll do the UA.
The UA is what?
The urine analysis. Drug screening.
Okay.
So.
Does his wife work?
I have no idea. I didn't ask. The only reason I know he's married is because we got the big background packet already.
You know anything about his grandma and grandpa?
No, I was just thinking another employable body in Barnes County. That's what I was thinking of.
I mean, like I said, it's a new way of doing things, that's how you do it. I'm sure, Randy, you get applications over the internet, or you get applications over the internet.
Oh yeah, all the time. That's the new way.
I mean, we hired a guy at the county shop in Florida.
We got that 6 months to judge him.
Right.
We got a whole new task.
Well, the guy from Florida actually came in for the interview, so.
So that's all the prisoners go. You fire.
Roll call.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Bill.
Yeah.
Okay. Except we have reservations on it, but.
On our addendum for food service, as you can see, it's going up. They're increasing it by 5%.
What'd you find out on all that for me?
I'm still working on it.
So can we do this ourselves?
That's what I'm working on.
Okay.
I got you a dietitian.
Okay.
If you need it, I think.
Yeah.
So are we going to table this until you find us the information about doing it yourself?
It's good until September, right?
In next year. Yeah, our contract is up next year. September of next year. This is just their yearly addendum. Pretty much have no choice.
We're stuck with the 5% increase because we're still on contract.
Like, we have no choice in it's in our original contract that they can increase once a year.
Did you want to tell them that we are stymied by 3% and that they should go 3%?
You want to tell them that?
It's in the contract. They're allowed to do that.
I remember it being in the
Okay.
Well, our contract goes for one more year.
So we got a little time to get all the ducks in a row and determine what's what.
I have a year and 2 months.
The biggest issue is having a dietitian, correct?
No.
A lot of issues. To run a full fledged kitchen.
I have to come up with a.
You want me to do this or Randy's office to do this?
I believe you signed it last year. I know it says Barnes County Sheriff's Office, but that's just what they have on that
contract.
Didn't that outfit that does the college Didn't they talk to us one time that Sudaco?
Sudaco,
yeah. Was that a lot more expensive that time?
But then before me.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
That's a while ago.
Yeah.
Well, we could revisit it.
Because that's an outside company that comes in and does their food service.
Yeah.
So, but I know they talked to us. Apparently it wasn't cost effective at that time. Maybe that we didn't go with them. Yeah. So.
And Tammy would be a good one to talk to because she's done it.
Yeah, she's done. I think she worked with them too. That's where she's
from. Yeah, the other worker they have in their pants.
She works at Ferry Rail and Cornwall too. So, but then again, if she quits all of a sudden, we hire her to run it ourselves. She quits, then we're on a limb again.
Well, and I was looking at Summit's contract as of right now. They have that same addendum in there, but we wouldn't be able to hire Tammy for a year after our contract is up. No supervisory employees of Summit Foods can work in our kitchen for a full year.
So that kind of puts a kink in that.
Yeah. Okay. But
while you're looking at
Consolidated had the same thing, and we were able to work out a deal with them for Tammy to come back.
That's the biggest problem, finding somebody to do it.
Yeah.
That knows what they're doing.
Right. Yeah.
Independent and there every day. Mm-hmm.
So then it comes to Accurate Controls. They are basically the brains of the facility. It's the program that runs all the doors, cameras, all that. I believe we were... The phone plan, online and phone support, 24/7. Really, I'd be okay with just the online and phone support. Office hours daily, 7 a.m. to 4:30.
Is this a change from what we have, or just an update, or continuation?
This is just the yearly.
Continuation.
But you're looking to change what we have, right?
You want to add more service to it? Or?
I mean, we hardly call them. I mean, most of our stuff can be done during the day. There really hasn't been anything that's...
What are we paying them now?
The normal contract. The annual, I believe it's $12,000 for the 1 year contract.
Okay, and you want to renew it? Is that what you're trying to do?
I mean, we need to renew it.
Okay, and what are the renewal prices?
It's in the second page of the contract that I sent.
You sent us this?
Yep. Last Tuesday.
Week ago.
So. 1 year is, if we do the 24/7 phone support, 1 year is $12,000. 2 years, $23,000.
But you're thinking you could drop to the other?
I think we could. We haven't had too many where we've had to call them after hours.
Your recommendation or thought is to go to which one?
The online phone support office hours, the second one.
So it'd be like
the phone.
78.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
I have the applications and the resume. And certifications. Where'd you get it out of though?
It's an email earlier than that.
It's not Tuesdays then. I looked for Tuesdays.
It might have been early Tuesday.
Jeremy Wolf. Commission meeting, Tuesday. Peace officer. Which one is it?
Yeah. Here it is.
But I should be able to see it.
Yeah.
In my own. Okay, where is it? So,
you're comfortable and you believe you go to that other option.
Yeah.
So it'd be the one you want to go to is the medium one?
The 78, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you want to do it for the 3-year?
I leave that up to you. I think it...
It locks them in for 3 years. Is
yeah.
that the deal?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have it if it's cheaper. It's the best deal, I guess. That's up to you guys.
What do you guys think?
Well, if it's cheaper and you can save a little money, but it's still giving you the bang for what the buck you need.
Your question is if you want to do the 1 or 3 year, 2 year,
yeah.
whatever.
Right. Yeah.
You pick the plan you want, you're just doing 1 or 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it will save us a bit of money, the plan you would do.
You're saving.
Which I appreciate that part.
Save a couple $1,000 in 3 years. It's something we have to have, right?
Yeah. Jason doesn't really know our system, our camera system out there.
If we went with a 3-year contract, it would save us about $1,500
yeah.
in the 3-year period. But we wouldn't have to pay them the 22 right up front. We'd just pay them.
I think it's...
You pay all of it?
You're probably paying them 3 years. Probably,
you're going to pay the whole thing right away.
Yeah.
Since my thought, if it's a chain, I would just try the year and then see if you really need to go back up to where you were or what. I mean, then we can relook at it again. But you don't think you're not really using the 24/7, is what you're saying. You're just using it pretty much during the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I go with that tonight. Is that fair? Is that
3-year plan shall be billed in 3 equal yearly installments.
Oh, okay. That's different.
Okay.
So then we could do the equal.
Okay. You still want to try it for 1 year?
No. I didn't want to pay the whole 22 right up front.
Yeah.
As if we're budgeting and everything else, but we could do, I'm fine with the 3-year if we do the equal payments. I would make that motion to go with it. Online phone support.
For the 7892, then, is that the right plan I'm looking at?
That's the one you're looking at.
Yeah.
If we did the 3 years, it would be the 22494 right. for 3 years.
Sorry, I wrote on it.
That's right.
I think motion, is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Who was the first motion?
Mike.
What does it say? Backward controls.
Yeah.
Backward controls. I don't have it. You sure you said it?
It's on that.
Okay, way down below, and it was
next
spent.
To the sun.
Just a minute. Yeah, I think I got it now. Is this it?
Yes. Yep. You got it right there.
Okay.
Another thing, you're locking that price in for 3 years, too.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure if you want to up it one of those 3 years, it would cost a little bit more.
I wouldn't think so. Yeah. As long as we can do an equal payment, though, like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good. Oops.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I got. I think.
You'll give us a little call.
Yep.
Yep.
I will let you know how that was.
Okay. Thank you.
Stace, come on up.
Did you get an email yet from
I don't think it's yet.
How
about a call? You guys able to read all the really tiny print?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, we do know that we need to have their rate. Why is there a 3 and a 5?
Because I didn't know what you guys would go with, so I just had them draw up both a 3-year.
3-year and a 5-year.
Yep.
Okay, that's what it is.
The reason behind this is this locks in the rate that we're currently at, because we just went up like $875 last year from what our software was last year. So they typically go up about every 2 to 3 years. If we sign into a contract at the rate we are now, it stays at that rate for whatever term the contract is for, which is why I'm looking for a 5-year contract on it.
But so, we wouldn't have to pay again, like...
No, not until next year.
This but is, we don't have to pay the whole amount. We could just pay 1/5 of...
You still get a yearly payment?
Yep, a still
it's
yearly
just at the
payment.
Contract for
yep.
3 years or 5 years.
Yep, and it breaks it out on the back page what the total dollar amount is. But they bill us annually
that was
in
your question.
About May or yep. so, and then we send out the payment. So no, we're not going to be paying for 5 years up front of annual installment. Or we could keep going year to year and risk it going up, so...
It's just locks it in.
Yep, this just locks it in. That's all it's doing. So.
And that is what we were paying.
Yep.
Yep.
And it's exactly the same, just 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
so if we didn't have this program, what program would you use? Is there other ones?
We would be using field sheets, like cardboard. No, I don't think you want us doing that either. You know what? There are other assessing programs out there, but none that are used really in the state of North Dakota. Vanguard is pretty much one of the best programs.
Does everybody use this?
Yeah, pretty much. Most of the state have Vanguard, the big cities and the counties.
And we went with somebody else, would our taxes go down?
What's that?
If we went with somebody else, would our taxes go down?
No, you find a way to make it up somewhere else. So. No, and we're not going back to pencil and paper. That would be not good.
So this is another one of those we don't have a choice.
Pencils are cheap, labor isn't.
We have a choice whether we want to go 3 to 5 years, but no,
correct.
No choice about having it.
Right, and obviously I'm requesting 5 years. I mean, why would you only go 3 years
right.
if you can lock it in at the same rate for 5 years?
Especially with everything going on.
Yeah.
It's not going to go down.
No.
You're gonna sit,
no.
Right.
You're going to stick around 5 years.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be working until I die. I'm going to be just like Stan. I'm going to live here forever. Pretty much. I already live here, so. Yeah, you did.
I'm glad I'll make a motion to go with the 5 year contract. That's all we need, right?
That's all we need.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Because it would go up if we go year to year. It's probably going to go up every year.
Next year, it's probably not. Like I said, typically they go up about every 2 or 3 years.
What has been their typical?
And $500?
Yeah, about between $500 to $800, depending on the modules. And
yeah. So with this contract that they have, do they give you any updates?
Oh, yeah. We get updates annually.
It's constantly.
Yeah, that's part of the service contract part of it that we buy into. Usually I wait until November. They do like a Black Friday sale every year on their service hours. So their service hours is when Ryan, their rep, comes out to help us with the sales ratio stuff, or anytime they have to remote into the program to do anything, updates, upgrades, stuff like that. The service hours cover that.
Okay, and we don't have to pay for that then.
Mm-hmm. That's above and beyond, but I budget for that.
Well, if it's part of the contract that they do,
the contract is to provide the software,
and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no upgrading,
right?
And that's what I had asked you: is this include upgrades?
It's not an upgrade. This is it's service outside of it.
I know, but it does not include upgrades.
No.
And so, how much do we pay for upgrades every year?
About $1,700. I believe.
And that's what the sale.
Mm-hmm. And we can bank those hours too, so that if we don't use them all, they can roll over to the next year. But especially like a couple years ago where we went with the new manual, where we went with the updated pricing, materials, updates and stuff in there so that they price out the homes with more modern pricing on components. They had a lot more work behind the scenes that year for the upgrade, and then we had the new manuals to come with it and everything else. So that's when we start using those service hours.
So we paid you another year already, so we're not.
Yep. I just paid the invoice for it. You guys should have seen that come through, I think, about two meetings ago or something.
July 2027, yep. Our next payment. So.
Yep. And another thing I did do, we had one module that it's a comparable pricing module. It was one that add-on. You have all these things that you can add on to the program, bells and whistles. And we don't use a lot of them. This was something during the Betty years that got added, and it got added so that the bill came due in January. And all of the rest of the program was due in July. So I had enough money in my budget this year. I prorated that module next year from January to July. It was like $325 or something. So now everything's going to be on the same billing cycle next year. So if you guys don't have anything else, all I need is Bill's signature on a copy of it, and I'll send it off. And...
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go, right there. On that back page, it shows the breakout of how much we get billed annually for it.
Yeah.
How many free hours of service do we get?
I don't remember offhand.
Mm. That's okay. Just keep banking them.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we're doing. So.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Commission discussion. Pete, what do you got?
I've got really nothing. Last week, the Development Corporation canceled. This week, I was up.
We haven't done.
So Sean can report on that. Otherwise, I've...
Okay. Sean?
Development Corp, yeah, talking with a company or two companies. She alluded to that at the budget. A couple of different... spots in the county that need a railhead the way it sounded, but it wasn't. It didn't have to be. They could truck it anywhere, you know, to get to someplace where they could load. Something fairly promising. We took all the loans that we've been talking about for over a year and got them off the books, so. All the ones that have been mentioned over the last year are now packed.
Mm-hmm.
She also told us that all the positions in, for the county houses, or the money that we give for new builds in county, have been used, which is a good thing.
She didn't send out that, what she was said to
you. So, yeah, that was about it for there. I had water board, nothing much changed there. We talked to them last night, too, so, like I said, Hobart is pretty much done on it unless it rains, and they figured more going off in evaporation than was running off the last month anyway, so, same with Sandburg. Sandburg's down below where we're allowed to open it. We're allowed to open it, so. And I had museum last Thursday. Their grand opening or whatever you want to call it for the World War II city went over well. They had over 100 people. And financially, some of the best that they ever have, but that's a good thing because
I think
like Steve said, it's easier to make money when you have money, so
I think all of the hype and advertisement for the World War II thing brought in more donations, so.
Yeah, well, it's good for the whole county, and it's just good for the, right. Good for the whole county. So, I mean, it's the only one in North Dakota.
Right.
So,
and I think people come.
And the next, when you go to other states, I mean, we're talking towns that are 10 times the size of Ellis City, the ones that were the designated. So, we are the smallest, and they're very happy with this. They're constantly in contact with this program that gave us the grant for it. And I mean, they said that we have moved forward the fastest, so. And got everything in line and done, and it's going, so. They're very happy with it.
Kudos to Wes for keeping his eye on
it. Doing an awesome job.
Giving it. Getting us into
and
that.
Mary Lee, too. I mean, she put a lot of work into it from the city side.
I'm sorry, I should have put her in there, too, yes. Kudos to her, too.
Let's see. I talked about social services last meeting. Yeah, I'm done.
Nothing since last meeting. We meet City County Health then next week.
Okay. I did go to the... You got more?
Nope, I haven't had anything else.
I did go to the Housing Authority, and there was nothing major going on there. They're thinking that there might be a housing audit sometime coming in, so they've been kind of keeping up with repairs and maintenance on the buildings and stuff. So they haven't had one for 2 years, so they're kind of expecting it any time, so they're busy. Looking things over. And then I went to South Central Regional Council, and it was the big one. Does anybody know if they still do an NDSU poll numbers on goods? It used to be a free publication from NDSU, and it kind of told you from the poll numbers whether it's feasible to have two grocery stores in town, or, you know, if there was enough population and enough, you know, buying ability in the area. I was just wondering.
We should ask him for when she was there. At the meeting yesterday, there was something said about that, yeah, there was a study done that we couldn't support two.
Yeah. We could?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so that's what I got from...
Whether that was from any issue or where those figures come from, I couldn't tell you. That was what you were told.
Because individual companies actually do kind of a survey like that to see if they could come into an area and actually be supported. But I heard that there used to be a free one that came through NDSU and it was called something like Poll Numbers on Goods. And so I was just... bringing it up because I heard about it at this regional council meeting.
Do they have anything out there as far as them?
That I don't know. They weren't sure if it still was viable, and that's why I was bringing it up if anybody knew anything. But you already said that we can support two groups.
Well, that's what was stated, but it wasn't. I mean, it was kind of a passing thing that she said, so I was an announcer last night and I forgot it, so. If any of you talk to her, ask her.
Okay. So then, Wishick area, they got a new sausage plant going, or they have it under construction right now, and they should have it going by the end of the year. They constructed a new pool, and that's opening. Curb and gutter is done. They got a new daycare open, and they have a proposed data center in Wishick that they're working on now. Wells County, we were talking about bridges, and they said they put 25 mils to their bridge fund. I just thought that would be something that we would...
What is ours?
I thought ours was at 10, but might be 15.
I remember.
Do you know what the bridge fund amount is? Mills 15? One?
I'd have to look for sure.
Because I think we added to it last time, so.
10, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
In Lamar County, they have an emergency center being built, and they're hoping to open a new pool. In Jamestown, up at the Buffalo, they're putting in a mini golf course up there. And then I told you that they were talking about this bibliotech kiosk for the library, and I thought that was weird. They're also thinking to implement a streetlight fee for everybody.
In Jamestown?
Yeah, and I thought that was kind of odd in itself. So anyway, I thought you guys would like to know stuff like that. Napoleon is looking at a 1,200 square foot facility for a feedlot, and they were hoping to expand their rail, but they don't have the many dollars needed to do that. Rail expansion is very expensive.
Very. That was part of the talk yesterday.
Missouri River water diversion, they were hoping to get some water from Missouri River to help with the feedlot thing, so they're looking for Missouri River water, so I said that's a good thing, and that they were working on that. Streeter has a new bar, if you guys are going to Streeter.
New what?
Bar.
Vicki would know that.
Well, if they tell me stuff, you know, Foster County pays more than we do for road graders. But everybody else that we were talking about, we're right in the ballpark for what we pay our graders. So I thought I'd let you guys know.
For operators, you mean?
Yeah, they're operators for their road graders. So I just thought I'd let you know we're right in the ballpark. So if we have asbestos removal, they were talking about with asbestos removal, there's only two dump grounds in the state that will take asbestos. And one of them is in Gwinner, and the other one is in Bismarck. So if we ever do any demolishing, that's the only two places that'll take it. Edgley's got a new playground, and that roundabout that they were talking, that they were thinking about putting on 281 down there, they have tabled for 5 years. So, Logan County, they're in their second phase on the wind farms. They said no to the second phase on the wind farm. They did the first phase, and then they didn't want any more. They did put a moratorium in for 1 year, and they said that they can have a moratorium for 1 year, and they can renew it. So, whatever our state's attorney said about 6 months, we could go a year, just like we thought. So, in Cleveland, they're looking at a siren for a tornado. They're looking for a sewer cleaning grant, and they were having a problem with, they have all these ordinances, but they don't have a judge. So they were going to have to work on what they could do to actually enforce any of the ordinances down there. And Cooper County Fair was good, and they're working on a pool in Cooperstown. So there you go. That's all Central Regional Council was. And I already talked about the COP grant. I gave that stuff to Randy about that grant that Griggs County got for 75% of the thing, and he already checked it out. So we have a July newsletter if you guys want to read the newsletter for South Central Regional Council. And then we went over our bylaws. So it was a pretty good meeting, big meeting, but that's and then I have library this week, so that's it for me.
We were gonna have winter show last week and that didn't work, so it's coming later. So there was no meeting for that. Been talking with Shane on the heating system, which he touched on this morning, so we got that pretty well under control. We did get the cake up to VSO last week, so they got veterans with all the cake and everything. She said that worked out well.
Oh, good. I'm glad that did.
Anything else I've got is coming up next week, so I don't have a whole lot.
I want to thank everybody that actually made their budget meetings. It was very nice to see everybody. Right?
The early stages.
What's the next step in the budgets?
Pray.
And she got to get numbers together, and then we go from there, okay?
Got to know which direction we're going.
One thing we got to look, you know, like Sarah last night said, well, she put $75,000 generically in for new equipment. And then the next year she comes and said, well, it's in my budget. So we got to kind of look when. That's what I asked her last night. What equipment do you need? Well, I don't know. So I put $75,000 in, and then it's always in the budget. So when I need it, it's there. So it's one thing we kind of got to look at.
You take all those numbers out, and then next year that restricts us even more.
Right. But a budget really is just an estimate, and we can cut their budgets and say no to their projects. I mean, we don't have to, just because it's in their budget, we have the money, doesn't mean we have to spend it. So.
But we get that a lot of times, so.
It's in my budget.
Well, yeah, because I just put a number in.
We don't have to spend ourselves down the road 5 years.
Right.
We start cutting those things out of the budget now, and we're at a new budget for next year. That's only going to increase 3%, so we would be...
Right, and if it's in the budget now and we keep it in the budget, then we're not shooting ourselves in the foot. But on the other hand, if we have $75,000 in the budget for them and we're spending 10% on everything like insurance and everything, if we docked that $75,000 or that $25,000 for new equipment, we could put it into the what the raises are going to be so that we can equal it out, kind of.
I agree.
That's kind of why I was asked, is this a long-term need? Because if it's a need, we have to do like program to keep the doors locked on the jail. If it's a want, then that's something to look at. So.
And then, like I was saying, the idea of cutting back on training and maybe doing more Zoom meeting trainings instead of actually going in person, if we could cut some of that out of the budgets.
There are different things, like the county agent, when she goes out and does a crop scouting thing, you'd have to actually do that in person. Or she has a crop scout, so the kids that do it. So.
Right. I'm not saying it's a perfect system.
I'm kind of sorry to see that they can't afford to go to the state fair. I mean, the 4-H kids are going to the state fair and our county agents can't afford to go to the state fair. That's too bad, in my opinion. Because they don't want to spend that $500 to drive up there and get a room.
But there is a few departments that are going to 2 and 3 training conferences, and there's no reason why they can't cut that to 1.
And I think we've cut that down a lot, probably.
We've tried.
From originally.
Yeah.
We've tried, but...
So like 5 seminars to 1. Pick your favorite. So next step on the budget is wait till we get some numbers together, and then we start meeting again.
Which, when do you figure on kind of having some updates, Julie?
Oh, goodness. Got so much to do right now.
And actually, I would like the departments to weigh in, too, because if we have to do a 3% cut in their department, they could decide what they can do without, too. I'd like to see that happen. And I would like to implement it at 1% to start. You know, that way they can think about what they can cut. But.
Well, like I said, we can cut a lot of stuff. We can cut a deputy, we can cut a car, we can cut a road grader, we can cut guys plow snow. That's the one that saves us money. If you just tell the department cut 1%, we went through all these budgets last year where they're not increasing anything from last year. What are they going to cut?
There's only so much you can cut.
Right.
And we...
I mean, a lot of these, like, most of these offices, I mean, even Treasurer and that, they didn't increase their budget any other than the wage increase.
Wage salary.
So where are you going to cut 1%? You got to make all the examples.
You're saying there's no gravy in any of the department's budgets? I think there is.
Okay, where is it?
Well, there's all sorts of, like you said with that, $75,000 for new equipment. Okay, so you put it in there, you don't need it. I mean, there's gravy in that spot.
So we have to approve each one of those equipment upgrades.
I agree.
Say Stacy's office, she has a budget $10,000 now for envelopes because the state mandated she send it.
Right.
To every, well, where are you going to cut 1% of it?
Yeah, because that was increased and it wasn't anything that she increased. Right. It just automatically surfaced.
That's within our 3%.
Same with the highway department, like you were talking, cutting 1%. Well, how do you cut 1% off everything that's gone up 10%?
Yeah. Our fuel's up 10%.
Your fuel, your oil, your gravel, your machines.
Maintenance items.
Yeah.
Road grader blades.
Like the government telling one of the departments last night they want to cut 10%.
Well, he told them blanket across the board 10%, which is...
Right.
But you should get taken off slap because I don't know how you do that.
What's kind of a miracle is our culverts always stay fairly close to where they were before.
Or what?
Culverts. I mean, you don't ever see, well, we haven't, I shouldn't say never, but a massive jump in culverts.
And steel price goes up.
That's what I'm saying.
But culverts don't seem to. No, I'm all for cutting money, but where are we going to cut?
Well, that's why there should be more input from the actual departments about where they can cut. I think we can cut out that taco thing that we have for the county government week and some of the stuff that we do for there. Yes, it's there, but right now we're in a crunch, and if we can save $1,000 by not doing that, that's $1,000 we could save.
The taco day costs us about $500.
With the actual ice cream social too?
I don't know. I don't see the figures on ice cream.
So, you know, that's what I'm, you know, suggesting. Is there might be some crazy stuff in there. Like, do you have to do the veterans every month? Maybe you can do the veterans every other month.
The veterans,
they pay for their own up there.
That's on donation.
That's all donated.
That breakfast?
Yeah, it's all donated?
Yeah. We don't put it.
We don't pay for that.
I've never seen a bill for anything. No,
that's all donations brought for that.
So, I mean, you're going to cut, and you're going to cut, and you're going to cut, but so far you really haven't told us anything that you could cut.
Well, that's why I want more input from each of the individual departments about where they think they could cut something.
That's why we sit and go line by line with them.
That's like last year. I feel that we did a damn good job going through and cleaning house. Mm-hmm. But we still didn't get down to the bottom.
Okay. And I'm really disappointed that we have to pay 10% more for insurance. And like right now we have to pay 5% more on that one contract. And it's like, holy crap.
Have you paid attention to insurance over the last 20 years? It's been 10% every damn year.
I know it has.
That's
I'm
a gimme.
That.
But I mean, I can remember sitting on the vote for the vote tech, and we had the guy come out and blame it on Obamacare that it was going up. It went up like 11% that year. Well, I got out the paperwork for the previous 3 years that it went up 9.5 and 10, and I looked at him and said, "So what the hell is the reason for all them?" I mean, it's been 10% every year. So
what
did you see, Scott? See?
Yeah, from the lawyer.
Yeah.
What was that?
Everybody got it.
Yeah. I mean, we can't have a... There's no time this year to have a special meeting.
Well,
we
have to put it on the loud
work. Because there's time to put it... Yeah.
But that's what you're going to have to do. I mean, if that's the case. Yeah. I got to talk to Tanya yet and...
Right.
Find out her skippy on it.
Well, he based their attorney basically agreed with what we were saying.
So.
Yes. But I sure the hell ain't going to do something illegal.
No.
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 But I, in my opinion, for cuts in all the budget, to cut any sizable amount, I don't mean $500 for tacos, we have to cut services. If you want to cut, if you want to cut the budget, in my opinion, you have to cut services.
It's kind of,
you got to cut a deputy, you got to cut a road grader, because where else are you going to cut?
Well, that's just it.
I mean, like I said, we went through last year and kind of trimmed what we cut.
Yeah.
And if we're going to start cutting a road grader and a person doing and running it, then which township should we tell we're not going to put
right, and we tell people long enough.
Because that was, like I said yesterday, that was a decision by a commissioner last week, whenever it was. That was a decision by a commission before us to take on all these townships.
Yeah.
So we're basically stuck where we're at with equipment and people because of something that was done long ago.
And that's fine if the people want to have services. If you don't want a road grader every week or 2 weeks or a month, or you don't want a snowplow when you need it.
And that's part of the problem that some of the townships are in, the case that they're in.
Right.
Because they just have cut back on their own.
Right. The township can't afford it either.
No.
Mike and I have been on township board forever. We don't have any money. We've been lucky last year if we haven't had to call them. You know, right. Here.
We haven't had all the disaster.
Valley Township, when I was on there for 23 years or whatever it was, we were probably one of the most well-off townships there was. And mainly because you got, look at the housing development, yeah. You got south town.
Yeah.
It is possible for the rural townships to get back above water, though. Mine's proved that. I don't know where yeah. You're at, Millwise.
Where am I?
I'm 36.
Yeah. That's how hard it is.
But like that, those culverts go out south of Cal Schaefer's that year. It costs us $50,000 mm-hmm.
yeah.
for one spot. You know. And a little culvert the swampy is due for $2,000 now costs us $10,000. And that's just what townships have to deal with.
Yeah.
So
well, and because of the legislature that went up because now you need to do the hydraulic study and all of them you're gonna be changing sizes, so or you have to meet them.
So like I said, I'm all for the trimming the budget if where you want to do it. And if people want to start cutting services, then it's fine. Because the people are the ones that pay the bills. So
what are we going to do? Are we going to try to cut into our reserve then again this year like we did last year?
Well, we've been cutting our reserve every year. I want to get a report from the treasurer for our, say, the last 5 years. A balance sheet, you know, on a certain date each year, how much money we got? Are we a million?
Where are our trends?
Are we $1 million less than last year in our reserve? Then we got to see what are we going to do.
Well, see what our reserve is. What was our total revenue last year, and what's 3% to that? That's what we can work with then.
Yeah.
Because last year you didn't go into the 3%. We went down from the 3%.
Right. We've got some carryover from that 3%.
I mean, can you carry that again?
Yes.
1 year?
No, you can.
5.
You can carry it after 5 years. Yeah.
Well, then.
That's what I say. What is that available? That's the correct question we need.
Yeah.
Because remember, Harold was sitting there telling us that even with all those cuts we were proposing, we weren't really cutting to anything.
No.
Yeah, we're still above spending up the late year before.
We didn't get to the bottom of the ball. All we did was trim off the top to get close to the ball.
We just trimmed off what extra they wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember that conversation when you were talking. You said, Jesus, we cut this and we cut that. I said, we didn't cut anything. All we did was take the major wish list out and attempt to look at what we could count from there. And that's where we ended up.
So here's my biggest concern with the whole 3%. The state tells us to do that, and then they turn around and don't do the same thing for their departments, which we get to directly compete with. So as far as people going from the county highway department to the state, as far as people going from the sheriff's department to the highway patrol. So, I mean, to me, it's nonsensical. They're putting shackles on us and then saying that we're spending crazy, but then they turn around and raise everything so that we get to compete harder to keep those, our personnel.
Yeah.
So the next step then is once she gets numbers together, we meet again and
see what money is available.
Do you know when you'll be doing that, Julie?
I hope some this week. I don't know when that will be at all.
Well, you know what's got to get done, so you'll work on it to get it done as soon as you can.
What do we have to have done by the, what's our next deadline, August 1st or something, or is it?
It's August 10th, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the middle of August, isn't it? I think.
One thing we're doing okay, I mean, it's the 21st of July and we met the just public departments. So that's for that part. We didn't get nothing going on that really. We were working on it, but I don't think we're.
I wouldn't say we didn't meet anybody until the very end of July last year. So, what's this?
The COVID activity report.
Oh, you figured that out then, huh? How it got from whatever.
Did we get anything from Jennifer Feistman?
No, not yet.
I texted her too, but I didn't get nothing. Motion to adjourn.
Well, it went just to Julie.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye. Aye. Pose same sign.
So this number here.